We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 24th day of March 2013. Pretty soon, 2013 will be in the rearview mirror as well. Pretty soon our lives will be over, but there'll be a new generation. What matters is the continuity of the human species and that we get more liberty, more enlightenment, more freedom, not less. My voice is a bit shot as I tape this on Friday evening. You're listening to this on the 24th. That's why I'm doing a rebroadcast Sunday to rest the old vocal cords. But we have an extremely important retransmission that many of you probably missed coming up. George Norrie, I talked to him a few weeks ago. That's coming up. And then one of the most important interviews I've done in a long time with Rosa Corey, breaking down the blueprint of how to defeat Agenda 21. She was here in Central Texas speaking out in Bastrop. So that is coming up. First hour, George Norrie. And then in the second hour, or the end of the first hour and all of the second hour, we will have Rosa Corey for you breaking this down. And again, even if you know all about Agenda 21, call some friends, call some family, and tell them to tune into the radio show so that they can become educated. And it's a win-win. Then there's more listeners, the radio show gets stronger, we're able to expand the news gathering operation. It's just a win-win-win-win-win. Whether you're listening on the AM and FM dial or whether you're listening on the internet or to the free podcast later, pass the information on. The people power together is unstoppable. That's why the globalists have come out with all this social networking and things so they can try to harness it and focus it for their tyranny. And you notice they try to block you on Facebook and stuff when you promote pro-Second Amendment things or Liberty Issues or Infowars.com or the other great sites that are out there. You'll see all sorts of gaming it because they fear you and they know that you have the power. And mainstream media, but also one of the big neocon hosts that tries to basically become a chameleon and imitate what I do, which would be great if he actually was a patriot. All he talks about, I was hearing it last week, was, you can trust me. It's about who you can trust. And trust me, be with me, be with me. That's what it's all about. Obama wants you to trust him and think he's Jesus reincarnated or something, 4 years ago. And now it's just believe he's better than Mitt Romney because they know they've lost your trust. And so they're trying to rope you back into that. See, I don't want you to trust me. They just want you to mindlessly buy into their brand and say, hey, I'm going with that. They want you to be a follower. I want you to be a leader. And being a leader is about survival. It's also empowering. It's invigorating. It'll take all of our intellects to the next level to get into this paradigm shift. We ought to air some of the Billy Corrigan, now that I think about it. Amazing Billy Corrigan up on Infowars.com. And on PrisonPlanet.tv. Next week, I'll air some of it. I heard about 20 minutes of it, but it's really powerful, end-to-end, basically unedited, except for a few audio things that happened, up at Infowars.com. It's called Best Billy Corrigan Interview Ever. And I think he really talks about some real things greater than fear, to use his words, and also talks about total paradigm shift. He also talks about the Death Star paradigm. Pretty interesting interview. People are going crazy over it right now. And it's up at Infowars.com for everybody on YouTube. It's also in higher quality for people at PrisonPlanet.tv because we heard it on the Infowars nightly news. And again, I'm just here introducing all of you. I'll be listening to the rebroadcast as well, cringing when I hear myself talk, enjoying hearing the other guest. But Rosa Corey and George Norrie, both great people, trying to expand people's perception, trying to get people outside the box. That is coming up after the break. And at that little five-minute segment at the start of the next hour, I'll be back to cover a couple of news articles here as I join you via the time-space continuum. I taped this on Friday. You are listening on Sunday. And we will be right back 1 minute into the future. We will commence retransmission in T-minus 70 seconds. 10, 9, 8... 7654321. Don't trust me. Verify the info for yourself. Know me.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. We have, of course, the weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Streaming video of the daytime radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a lot of breaking news, incredible economic news, incredible police state news. I wanted to get George Norrie, one of the biggest radio talk show hosts, obviously, in the world, 16 million listeners or more a week just on his radio show. Of course, he has TV shows, you name it, on multiple networks from time to time, off and on. He's doing another web TV show. I want to talk about all that today, and I wanted to get him on because, as I said at the start of the last hour, he was the first really big media person to who had a mega audience, because, you know, most big shows on TV have 2-3 million viewers now. I mean, they worship Bill O'Reilly with 3 million viewers. George Norrie has, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 million a night, 16 plus million a week. He was one of the first really big media outlets to let me come on for just hours, and because I had documentation, and he's a what is it, three-time Emmy Award winner for news. He's a long-term newsman himself for decades, Navy veteran. And he's on AM and FM all over the country and Canada, XM satellite, listened to all over the world on premier radio networks. And he, again, has had, I don't know, 38, 39 years or more of broadcasting experience, coasttocoastam.com, one word, coasttocoastam. I remember getting on and talking about the arms buildup, the police state, the preparations for war with the American people, because this has been going on for a long time. Now the $2 million of targets of small children to be used as targets in no hesitation for Homeland Security. The 2 billion bullets are admitted. The domestic drones, the secret arrest, all of it. What we talk about and what George helped trailblaze is now becoming more and more mainstream. So before we get into the big picture, where he sees humanity going, will humanity survive, what's our greatest threats, what's our greatest assets, I want to read him this from the LA Times. And Kurt Nemo's doing an article right now on this at InfoWars.com. Los Angeles Times, peril from patriots. We told you this was coming. I've told him this in the last year, probably five times on his show. The U.S. needs to keep a close watch on the growing threat of homegrown extremists. They are increasingly frightened numbers, cells of angry men, terrorists, in the United States preparing for combat with the U.S. government. They're usually heavily armed and blinded by an intractable hatred. No, we know bad guys run the government. Often motivated by religious zeal. They are not jihadists. They are white, right-wing Americans, nearly all with an obsessive attachment to guns. They would never even say about Muslims. They are predominantly Arab. But it's okay to say that about whites. Now, I've seen the internal documents, and this goes on and on, which are now public, that they say the new threat will be gun-owning libertarian conservatives returning veterans. We broke that 4 years ago. People couldn't believe it. Coast to Coast saw the documents, confirmed it was real, had me on about it. But the point here, ladies and gentlemen, to understand, is that they're now going public with what an internal training program has been. And they do that right before the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's basically a Justice Department front, that's come out, is saying there's going to be terror attacks and we're going to do it. And I'm listed in the report. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even get a speeding ticket but every few years. I have no criminal record. I stole beer out of somebody's golf cart a few times on the golf course growing up as a kid. You know, grab a few beers with you and your buddies. Ha, 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 when you're 15. But no, here they are saying that we're terrorists because we believe they're coming for our guns when they've said they want to ban our guns. They're trying to cause a civil war, as I've said. George Norrie, out of the gates, I want to get your take on that and then what you think's front and center on the radar, because as the polls come out that record numbers of people don't trust the government, over 70%, 9% approval rating for Congress, 92% in major polls say JFK was killed by the government or elements of it. I mean, they can't say we're all terrorists, and who could get away with saying whites are inherently terrorists? George Norrie of coasttocoastam.com.
Alex, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for missing some sleep to be on with us.
That's okay. Anytime you call, I'm there for you. You know that.
Well, thank you, brother.
These are strange times, aren't they?
I can't even believe this is happening. It's like a movie.
There is a paranoia out there with government where they think, and that L.A. Times article you just read is paramount to that, they think everyone is out to get them. They have missed the boat. What people are trying to do now, the fact that people want to keep and retain their guns and everything else, is we want to make sure we do not get involved with a tyrannical state, a tyrannical government. We're not the paranoid ones. They are. We're not about to attack government. That's ludicrous. But what we are trying to do across America is simply defend ourselves. When we read stories that Homeland Security is buying billions of rounds of ammunition, tanks, putting up drones that can fire on Americans at will, you don't think we need to get upset about that? Something's going on. The bigger question, Alex, that you've been looking at and addressing over these years is why is it coming down so fast? Doesn't it seem like they feel as if they're out of time and they've got to do this tomorrow?
Absolutely, and it's like the Emperor's New Clothes. It's waking everybody up. I listened to three talk radio shows yesterday, mainline ones that have even been critical of me in the past, and I thought it was George Norrie or Alex Jones. They were saying, drones, takeover, the government runs Al-Qaeda, or elements of it. I mean, it seems like an awakening's happening, and I think the system's panicking.
There's an epiphany going on. If we would talk about this during the World War II era, the era of my father, where we had to question anything about government, anything, he would have said, you're nuts, you're crazy, there's no way. Things have changed dramatically now. Now it's the other way around. Now you cannot even say anything right about government because they've done everything wrong. They screw everything up that they touch. Listen, I have said all along, I spent 9 years in the Navy. I love the United States. I'm not the kind of guy to pick up and leave. I could if I wanted to. I've got the resources to do that. I could do coast to coast from any place in the world. We just hook up broadcast lines. And there we are.
You could be on a mountaintop in Switzerland.
Yeah, I could be any place. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay in the United States, and I'm going to try to make this right with people like you and with dedicated, hard-working Americans.
And by the way, you are civil defense. We all are. And so many people I talk to are deciding to stay here and rough it out because we love this country. The government isn't America. We, the people, are America.
I'm not leaving. And let's keep in mind, there are lots of people in government who are dedicated, great Americans. So when we talk about this issue, this problem, we're not talking about all of them. However, there's a finite group of them who have the power, who have the resources. They're the ones that are kicking this thing into high gear. It's almost as if the Illuminati, those people who have always been striving for a one-world government, have basically told them, their underlings, go for it. Right now, do it. I mean, what is the reason? What is the reason for Homeland Security to buy tanks? Can anybody tell us that?
2,700 giant wheeled Strykers that can handle rocket attacks and large mines. I mean, these are wheeled heavy battle tanks.
I mean, what does logic tell you when you hear that they're buying 2,000 plus tanks? And they're going to use them here in the United States. One of two things are happening. One, they're afraid of an invasion from a foreign source. Or two, they're afraid of Americans. I think they're afraid of us.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And you know, George, it's not that I dislike celebrities. I just don't care about meeting somebody just because they're in movies. If I don't like their movies or I don't think they're an interesting person, I don't care about meeting them. I mean, for me to talk to a lawyer yesterday who you've interviewed quite a bit, who's beaten, you know, the FDA Dragon Slayer, who's beaten him seven times.
Jonathan Emord, huh?
Yes, when nobody else can. That's a celebrity to me. But somebody who's a trailblazer like you that, you know, coast to coast maybe had 10% political news. You made it about 50% in my estimation. And hardcore patriot news. I mean, that's a big thing. I remember you were the only one opposing the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, yes, on big national radio. And really, I can say your show helped kill forced inoculation of the American people. A lot of folks see the establishment's not going to admit who's been hurting them and who's been holding them back. And again, I've got to say, we were already growing at a very fast metric, reaching people. But you know, most people are egomaniacs in talk radio and media. You're not. You're into the info. And so I just want to say, George, you're a real guy. And I've had a chance to eat dinner with you, hang out quite a few times. You and Tom Danheiser, the whole crew. You're just a real guy, and, you know, I admire what you've done, and, you know, I'm a fan of you. So it's really that simple. So I appreciate all you've done for liberty.
Well, it's just critical. You know, Alex, all I want is the truth to be known to people. You know, we can handle the truth. I was watching Beyond the Sea with Kevin Spacey, and he was playing the part of Bobby Darin, who I'm now into. I mean, I never liked his music when I was a kid, but now I think it's great. And the poor guy died at 37.
It's crazy how your taste changes. Yeah,
it's absolutely. But you know, his pseudo mother in the movie was talking to the doctor because he had rheumatic fever when he was a kid, and she said, "You tell me the truth. You can never go wrong with the truth." And that is so true. I mean, we are tough people. Just don't lie to us. Tell us the way it is. You know, if the economy is a shambles, let's make adjustments. Let's fix what we need to fix. Let's move on. Whatever it is, don't lie to us. Tell us the truth. We'll respect you more that way. And let's get this country rolling again.
I agree. But we have such a predatory establishment where the worst of the worst get in. A lot of these globalists enjoy being nasty and dirty and lying. And they're destroying their own nest. I mean, they already run things. It's just like Hitler turning east into Russia or Napoleon. They're going to go a bridge too far.
Remember the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes.
Stanley Kubrick, he died before he finished it. You got to watch it three or four times before it makes any sense to you.
That's right.
Now, people who listen to you and listen to us will probably understand it pretty quick. But the bottom line with that movie is that the elitists, they simply don't care about us. You know, they have what they want. They've got mansions all over the world. If they think there's going to be a problem in the United States, they'll pick up and they'll move off to some other country.
They've got 10 private jets with valets and butlers waiting. I mean, I've had a chance to be behind the scenes in Hollywood some. I know you have, too. People just have jets with butlers on them.
You know what? When I go on speaking engagements, the person will say, "Well, Mr. Norrie, we can't afford to fly you first class." I said, "I don't fly first class. I go coach. I want to sit back there. I want to just enjoy myself. You know, I fly Southwest Airlines most of the time. I get in line with my boarding pass number. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, the elitists, they do have their private jets and their yachts and all their things. And they are so insulated from the real world, they don't understand."
Yeah, for those that don't know, the reason they don't even see us as humans, they show up. There's a giant, you know, $20 million, $50 million, $100 million yacht. There's three, four chicks or whatever they're into, model level, waiting like a can of peanuts on the table. I mean, that's how it's seen. And they're just totally disconnected from us when we supply and produce all this. And the scientific developments, most of them are made in little workshops still. And it has let them eat cake like Marie Antoinette.
That's so true. So true. And so the bottom line here, for all of us is we need to stay together as a group. And getting back to that LA Times article, which is how you started this interview, we are not trying to disrupt the flow of this nation by any means. All we want is fairness and truth. We want what our founding fathers created from the get-go. Don't play around with the Constitution. Don't screw up our lives. Back off. Go away. You know, you want to move to that island? Go ahead, but leave us alone so we can run this country and make it the great country it always has been. And let's just build a planet that is just so, I get so frustrated. You know, we could solve the nation's
problems. We have so much potential, but the evil people don't want potential because real potential threatens them. They want a gamed, staged, tilted tables. Inside always wins. I want to go to break and take a few calls in the short segment after that with George Norrie. But George, where do you see humanity going? What does your gut tell you about humans' future? I mean, will we destroy ourselves?
I don't think we're going to destroy ourselves, Alex, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be one bumpy roller coaster ride. We are going to have ups and downs, and if you're not strapped in, you're going to fall out, and you've got to be careful.
Exactly, and then we're strapping in because government's been strapping in, and then they say we're kooks for food and guns while they're getting seed vaults, giant food bunkers, weapons. That was just 2,700 tanks they ordered last month. They've ordered tens of thousands of them. They've deployed them. I've confirmed it with the military.
Absolutely. And let's get these kids off of these prescription, pharmaceutical, mood-altering drugs, because that is creating most of these problems with these young people.
Again, you're one of the only national hosts, or the only other than myself, who I've seen fighting. Well, I got more and more. Michael Savage has been talking about it. You've been talking about aspartame. All of what do you think about all the big studies coming out, even in CBS News, that, okay, aspartame does brain damage you and give you type 2 diabetes. I mean, it's just everything we've talked about is now being admitted. So now we're not just kooks now. We're terrorists, George.
Get the fluoride out of our drinking water. Get rid of MSG. Get rid of aspartame. And you know what? That's what we've been pounding away at all these years, and we're being vindicated. Studies are coming out now, as you just said, that are showing and proving that this stuff is not good for you. But the human body wasn't made to put this junk in it.
Sounds like an extremist talk to me. You're saying the government and industry would do something to hurt us? That sounds like terror talk to me, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and LA Times.
Today, the FDA has now said the antibiotic, the Z-Pax, erythromycin, not good for you, causes heart problems in a lot of people.
Oh.
I mean, how does this stuff come to market? And then they tell us.
You know, I never take antibiotics, but I got a chest thing that I couldn't shake a few months ago,
yeah.
And they gave me a Z-Pack, and I'm not kidding. I told my dad this. I said I had my heart was beating funny one day. I was having trouble breathing.
Oh, my God.
And he said it might be the antibiotics. So I didn't know about the Z-Pack. What are they saying?
Yeah, they are saying that it could cause heart arrhythmia and heart rhythm problems. And they're issuing warnings now.
See, I didn't even know that, what it was doing, and I just told you what it did. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's scary.
Because a few times I've had like 10 cups of coffee in a day, and then my heart does that a few times. That's happened. Well, this is what that did. And I'd had one cup of coffee, and I was like, "What is this?" And then it happened the next day, and I threw the package in the trash. Didn't finish all the pills. A few calls straight ahead with George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee. That says, "Fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again."
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
By the way, we were told that Obama had a total mandate for socialism, government-run health care, to take our guns because he was elected. And that he was just the most popular thing since sliced bread. Obama approval drops as Americans take a dimmer view of his economic policies. Yeah, I won't raise taxes on poor people. How do you like all those new health care taxes, that new payroll tax? We're going to get George Norrie's take on that. And then the larger world, where all this is going. First off, the new issue, the March issue, has been out for about, 12 days or so. And it's very close to selling out. We hold some back for those that get a one-year subscription, the next 12 issues. And we sell it at cost, a subscription, and in bulk, in groups of 10 up to 100, InfoWarsStore.com. And that is, it's great, big, glossy color magazine full of hardcore articles and graphics and graphs. Great way to wake people up. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. And to get the word out, we sell that at cost. When you buy the ProPure water filters, the stainless steel systems that blow the competition away, lowest price, promo code WATER, you get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got just the very best stuff that I've studied, I use, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you support us, when you shop with the good guys, with the Patriots, with the White Hats, that funds the news operation, expanding, more filmmaking, everything. So, get a InfoWars Nightly News membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. One membership is 11 memberships, $5.95 a month, 55 cents per person. To see the video of the show, see the nighttime show. All of it. Continue to support us as you're doing. We are expanding, building more studios, hiring more reporters. It's amazing. Thanks to you and our AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors as well. And spread the word about the broadcast. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, about the syndicated show. And spread the word about people like George Norrie and CoastToCoastAM.com. What, midnight to 4 a.m. Central? And I guess that would be Pacific 10 to 2 at CoastToCoastAM.com. Those people that will tell the truth or will have other views on, who aren't stagnant, who aren't just reading off a teleprompter, who aren't a stuffed suit, who are real, who aren't going off just some globalist agenda, but are real people. That's growing. That's exploding. George, I want to get into Obama's approval rating and where you see all that going in the economy and the move to disarm the people while they deny it. And then I want to get into the bigger picture and where you see things are going. But I've thrown out a bunch of questions here. What's front and center on your radar? In fact, tell me about, because I've seen clips of it and I wish I had time to watch it. I listened to the show. Tell me about, because, you know, you've done hit TV shows on sci-fi. You've done them other places on top of doing 3-4 hours of radio a day. But tell us, the listeners, about the new TV show you've been doing for a while that I just keep seeing buzz about.
I have had a lot of fun with that. There's a company publicly held, Alex, called Gaiam, and they produce specialized videos and programs. They're in the yoga, meditation, alternative medicine. And the chairman of the board is just a fan of Coast to Coast, and he loves television. He went out and bought the entire DVD business from Universal, from Vivendi Entertainment, and he owns it. And now he's saying to himself, gee, what do I do with it? So he went to one of his producers who knows us and said, let's develop a program with George and see what we can do. So I flew to Denver. We cut a deal. And it's on weekly. The television show is called Beyond Belief. It hosts people and guests, much like Coast to Coast. You'll be on it. It's done before a live audience. So it gives me an opportunity to do a lot of television, which, of course, is what I did a long time ago. And I'm having a great time doing it. We fly up to Denver one weekend a month, tape 4 shows, and then they air them on Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's an internet-based program. It's a subscription-based show.
Well, that's the future. That's what I've been doing for, well, 10 years with that, with subscription, or 11 years, yeah. That's what Glenn Beck's doing. And that's and how many Emmys have you won for news?
Three. And so, there's a link. The company's offering people 10 days free to take a look at this. So it's worth it. It's GaiamTV.com/George. Let me spell it for you, Alex. GaiamTV.com/George. Or you can simply go to CoastToCoastAM.com, click hosts at the top of the page, and then the TV icon opens up, and there's a link there. But I'm having a great time doing it. It's fun. But, I'm also doing speeches all around the country. This Saturday, I'm going to be in Edison, New Jersey. If people are interested in that, just go to my calendar schedule on our website and then come on out and see me. I think it is so important, Alex, so critical, as you know, to be in the public's eye, to meet them face-to-face, to talk with them, to find out what they like, what they don't. That's how I pick up my stories for Coast to Coast. You go out there and talk to real people about real issues, and they tell you what it's like. They tell you, what? Things are tough for me. I can't pay my electric bill. I can't do this. I can't do that. We don't feel that. We don't get to it. Those people who are employed and working and paying their bills, they don't see the pain and the anguish that is happening.
But it's increasing.
It is increasing. So we have devoted ourselves. And I did want to say that we're going to set up a foundation if and when we get to a certain subscriber level with the TV show. I'm giving it back to people. I'm giving it back to Coast listeners. I get emails from people who write in and say, look, I don't have enough money for food. I'm not on the food stamp program. I can't pay my electric bill. They want $200. They want $300. I'm going to set up a foundation and have that administered. And, it'll be a 503. And then just be able to help people that way.
Look, bottom line, I can see the real degeneration in the economy across the board, with relatives, you name it. And then they just keep saying the economy's great. The economy's wonderful. Everything's fine. You're a conspiracy theorist if you think, that the recession didn't end 5 years ago. Where do you see this going? The meltdown in Europe, the paramilitary gear up, they're clearly getting ready for a collapse. And I think they're going to use the a civil war they try to start as the thing they're going to blame for the collapse, when the collapse is the private Federal Reserve and the Agenda 21. What do you think's happening with the economy and all the guests you talk to? Where do you see that going, George?
I am amazed, simply amazed, at the perception that things are going well. The stock market booming ahead at record levels, and retail sales up today compared to a month ago. People are, happy days are here again. It's unbelievable, but we're being propped up by this, fiat form of currency, which means there's nothing backing it, where the Federal Reserve just continues to pump billions of dollars a month into the system to just keep this going. The problem is, and I don't know when it will happen.
I'm already seeing the inflation tick up.
Oh, it's got to tick up. It may not affect us in the next year or two, but I got to tell you, eventually, somebody's going to have to pay the piper, and you just can't keep doing this way. I mean, it's almost as if these politicians say, all I want to do is make things seem okay until I'm out of office, and then it's the next guy's problem or the next guy's problem. This mess started with the Bush administration. It's in it with the Obama administration. It'll be in it with the next group that comes in 2016. I mean, it's endless, but it's a worldwide situation. And that is why I believe Homeland Security and other organizations are getting ready for the possibility of civil disturbance. And they're just concerned that the people will go ballistic, and they don't know how to handle it.
Exactly. If people support my show, your show, my PrisonPlanet.tv show, your TV show, if you support the alternative, it will become the new dominant system. Vote with your dollars, your mind. There's more than one way to fight. The system wants us to have a physical confrontation because they can win that. They don't want us to have a velvet revolution. George Norrie, I'll be listening tonight, Coast to Coast AM, on the man-made weather changes. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Always.
I'll say bye to you during the break, George. All right, folks, we're going to come right back with a news blitz, your phone calls, then a special guest. I'm not kidding. I got video. The police all over the country say, buy a dog, turn in your guns. We'll be back.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the EU global control banks are telling Cyprus that, hey, we may just shut your bank accounts completely down. That's being reported by NBC World News. But it's in the fine print. It says Cyprus crisis deepens, bailout rejected, banks may not reopen. And then you read later, well, we'll just never let you have any of your money. We'll just shut them down. And the banks are closed right now. They're supposedly going to reopen on Friday, but now they're saying maybe never if you don't do what we say. And then you had Chase J.P. Morgan customers yesterday evening for 2.5 hours or the day before yesterday show zero. People couldn't buy stuff. They couldn't do things. And I think that something's suspicious there. Like they do flash trading. There's tens of billions of dollars of deposits, even more than that. Imagine 2.5 hours, that money being able to be used for other things, moved into other things. I think it's very suspicious. I've talked to IT people, and they have all those systems backed up. You wouldn't have everybody's card go to zero. That is just some of what we're going to be covering. But what about this report? Attorney says prosecution of abortionist who snapped newborn babies' necks is racist. House of Horrors doctor charged with killing children that had already been born. The point is that this is the new thing. You don't want government-run health care? You're a racist. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're a racist. If you don't like the weather, it must be. Having any opinion is racist because the abortionist, the abortion doctor, is a black guy. And, of course, most of the babies are black. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. I mean, they've prosecuted white and Asian doctors before. That's on record for doing post-partial birth. It's a horrible subject to have to get into. It's just that article's up at Infowars.com. And Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, goes into how this is always the tactic. We've also got more and more forced drugging of people to make them tell the truth at trial. The case of James Holmes, who was already under weird government psychiatric control. Now they want to drug him so he behaves himself and tells the truth that he did it. And the drugs they're giving him will make you say whatever you're told. I mean, this is like mind control, Dr. Mengele stuff out in the open. I want to get John Rappaport on about that. I've been talking about this for a week since they announced it, and now they're going ahead with the drugging. Unprecedented. Also, England is moving to ban open blogging, anonymous blogging, as part of their takeover of the press. They already have D notices to shut things down. I mean, this is all happening all over the world, and this is what even CNET News said Obama's cybersecurity plan that has John McCain's support bipartisan would do. Chinese-style net censorship. That's the quote. I mean, it is happening here. Stop saying it can't happen here. Now, we are joined for the balance of the hour and perhaps a little bit into the next hour to take your calls. Behind the green mask, UN Agenda 21, Rosa Corey, the best short primer at only, you know, 170-something pages long or 169 pages long. Great piece to break down how it works, how they do it. And she's real to the point, focused, well-researched. Everything she talks about, because, you know, I've been on this for 17 years, Gen 21, right after it happened 20 years ago. I've been covering it on air for almost 18. I can tell you this lady knows her stuff and focuses on it full time, so knows more than I do. Because she specializes in it. She's on it right now. And I said, what's the latest? Their counteroffensive of disinformation, a new hoax saying there is no Agenda 21 or it's a loving thing. They're in run in. We're going to go over all of it and just how big this is. But listen, under UNESCO, set up by the transhumanist, who wasn't really a transhumanist, he founded it, a eugenicist, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, on record set it up to take over the planet. It runs your toilet, how big it can be, your light bulbs, what type, cigarette bans, plastic bag bans, all these things that sound reasonable, they admit were to set the precedent so they are in control. This is global zoning, and then it's we're going to shut down your power plants. We're not going to let you build. We're going to tear up your roads. And the good news is we're countering them everywhere, but they are now counter-offensing. They're now in a counter-offensive, and people have to understand it. It's who wants it most. They're always going to come back. We've got to come back. And it's fun to fight them. It's not like, oh, gosh, they're coming back again. It's fun. You're meant to go to city council or the state house and rout them. And a lady who's traveling all over the country and who is on fire is Rosa Corey. Again, her book, Discounted, ready for you to give to your entire county commissioners, your city council, your state house. For those of you that want to be able to keep our free market system in prosperity, you better support us and Rosa and yourself and buy 100 of these. And don't just give them to your city council, your county commissioners. Give them to your pastors. Give them to opinion makers. Because UN America brainwashes all the best and brightest college students, high school students. They recruit them. My first film covers this and shows it. That's how they take over. We have to mimic their tactics, but we use the truth. They use lies. And so Rosa Corey joins us in studio. And it's the postsustainabilityinstitute.org is one place to visit her. Also, Democrats Against Agenda 21. I am fired up to have you here, Rosa, to give us the state of the war with the UN and the private megabanks that created it and are imploding the planet with it. Thank you for joining us.
It's really great to be here.
It's fantastic to have you. So, I mean, start rolling with what you were telling me out there, the latest breaking info, their counteroffensive.
Well, you know, obviously, they're completely shocked. They're back on their heels. Because here we are, you know, people are recognizing that this is something that they want to fight. And when you're out there and you're at your city council meeting or you're visiting, some planning commission meeting or you're at your kid's school and you're talking about what's going on, you really want to understand the big picture. And so this is obviously, there's a lot of disinformation going on to fight us. And there are people right on the ground, right in your neighborhood that are out there working against you. So you want to be aware. And one thing that's going on, this is sort of funny in a way, is the United Nations Association, UNA, USA, their executive director has just written an open letter to the legislators of like 9 states. And these are the states that are actually launching legislation to fight Agenda 21, saying that we do not want to have anything to do with Agenda 21. And this guy, I posted this on my blog so that people can see it. It's actually a propaganda letter to the legislators saying, hey, you know, there's nothing to worry about here. You know, basically, why are you wasting our time? Why are you wasting precious legislative time on this non-binding agreement? And the truth is that it is in every single piece of legislation. It is in federal, state, and local.
And we're showing this now from UNUSA.org. Right when you said it, we punched it up. It's on the front of their site. A foreign globalist corporate group is literally here trying to block us at the legislatures, blocking them. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is coming out with reports saying anyone that talks about it is a terrorist. And get this, the LA Times said it does not exist, Rosa. So that's how dumb they think their readers are. It doesn't exist, Rosa, but their organization is here fighting us.
Right. It's funny because it's all over the Los Angeles general plan. You know, I mean, literally, it is in the plan for every city in the United States. It's in all of your plans, all of your schools. It's in Common Core. You'll see it throughout your legislative documents. And this is the reality. Even though it's it was a non-binding document. Yes, it's 20 years old, but it was implemented in the United States through the president.
But explain, when you sign off on it, HUD and all the agencies then bring you taxpayer money. They finance it.
Definitely, yes, because this is what they do. They impoverish the cities. The cities are crashed. The economy is collapsed. The cities are desperate for money. They're like, please give us some money. And the feds say, hey, sure, we'll give you the Partnership for Sustainable Communities funds. You'll get grants if you put smart growth in every part of your center.
And they tell all the top college people, all the top executives at companies, all the top kids in high school, we're going to pay for you to be flown to New York. We're going to make you part of the UN. And that's how they've got basically everybody. They tell Miss USA, you will not win unless you thank the UN.
That's right. UNUSA they actually create mock summits that they put on at schools, at high schools and colleges, where they train you in Agenda 21. Meanwhile, of course, it doesn't exist, right? Meanwhile, people are being trained in it. They are being, planners are actually being propagandized to talk to elected officials and planning departments and say, hey, Agenda 21 is nothing to worry about. This is a huge disinformation campaign, but we are fighting it all across the world.
And by the way, my film America Destroyed by Design that I shot in 96 put out in 2000, that I shot in 96 put out in 1997, I'm going to show for TV viewers clips of that where I went to model UN at the University of Texas with the high school kids, where open communism was being taught.
Yeah.
I mean, they were openly, but again, this corporate communism. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a corporatocracy. This is, you know, check it out. What globalization really is the standardization of systems. It's creating total uniformity, right? So that all systems are brought into uniformity, they call it harmonization. And so that means, what does a corporation want? They want open borders, they want no regulation, and they want low-wage workers. They want large markets that they can sell their goods in. This is what globalization is all about. It makes you part of the standardized world. And this is taking all of your information and creating a web of it.
So you're blind, but they can see everything. Everything controlled by a giant global authoritarian technocracy. Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask. More with her on the other side.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock with InfoWars Nightly News. And then, as if that wasn't enough,
Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, I don't want you to... My voice is shot, folks. That's why I decided to take off the Sunday show. Thanks for tuning into the rebroadcast. Occasionally, I have to rest my vocal cords, or I sound like I'm trying to imitate Batman. Who was the Westerns actor? He was also in Blazing Saddles. My mother actually was working at a steakhouse. It's defunct now. It was called The Nighthawk. There was one left when I was a kid. It was pretty good. He was a waitress going to UT. And who was the famous guy that played bad guys in Westerns? And he's in Blazing Saddles. Hey, guys, who's in Blazing Saddles and he played bad guys? The bad guy, or he's not even the bad guy in Blazing Saddles. He's the good guy at the end of Blazing Saddles. He played a bad guy in other movies. It's Friday night. I'm babbling. Point is, more Rosa Corey coming up in the next segment, and I'm not trying to sound like a bad guy from a Western, or a good guy. Maybe Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, punk. Go ahead and try it. More like High Plains Drifter sometimes. I was getting into these. The establishment is all about trust us. You can trust us. And you see local TV stations going, we've earned your trust. You can trust us. Well, you know what? Don't trust me. I want you to know me. I want you to check out what we cover at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want you to find out our track record, that we're not perfect, but we're trying to tell you the truth. And I want you to then research the info so you'll find out even more stuff that I don't even know. And then I want you to educate other people. Is it, nowadays it's all about, well, how's his suit look, or how's his teleprompter look, or how's this working, or how fancy's the set, instead of, do you know about these things? Have you experienced these things? That's the issue. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you. There's three different ways to learn things. Three different ways to learn them, I've been told. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing, or so I've been told. so I have read. That's from Spinal Tap. I'm sorry. This is what happens when I'm taping something on Friday night and totally tired. I'm just having a good time. Sorry, folks. What was I talking about? Believe it or not, folks, this is called being dingy. I haven't cracked a beer yet. It doesn't matter. They're always getting into how you got to trust them, you got to trust them, you got to trust them, you got to trust them. Oh, yeah, the three different types, in closing, the three different types of way of learning. There's revelation, where God beams something into your brain. There is experience, and then there's being taught. But, you know, kids and people don't want to be warned by their parents about hanging out with other bad people or stuff. They have to experience it. People don't tend to usually listen to instruction. And so experience, they say, is one of the best teachers, but I'd rather revelation. But I'm here not even teaching you something. I've learned this from other historians and common sense and philosophers and the Bible and all of it. We're in deep trouble, and we better turn around right now. That's what I'm saying to you. And I love you, and I want you to succeed. I don't like seeing anguish or poverty or lies or fraud. And the very worst people in society have gotten control of things. And I just think good people need to start not going along with everything, and that'll shut down the tyrants real fast. They're trying to brainwash us. They're trying to chemically alter us. They're trying to bring in their control freak wonder world because they lust after it because they're incomplete, screwed up people. And I know we don't have all the answers. We're not calling for some utopia. They are. We just want good old-fashioned humanity. Our imperfection is our perfection. We're made by the creator of the universe, and we don't want their war pigs to destroy this planet and destroy us along with it. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And I know this. I stand for justice. And I'll tell you this, too. I've got an evil heart. We all do. At least I'm better than people that are trying to be evil, looking for power. I'm evil, trying to be good. Don't trust me. Know me. I want to know you. Let's discover each other.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going back to really an amazing person, Rosa Corey. I admire people that are already successful in their own life, their own business, and then get run over by tyranny and stand up and fight it. And you know, she has just reached millions and millions and millions of people and reached hundreds of counties and cities and traveled all over. She's an example of what you can do, even on a small level, to fight these people. And they always act like they can't be beaten. They always laugh and say, you know, there's nothing going on, there's nothing happening. That's just a stalling tactic, and it's not working anymore. We're going to go back to her in a moment, and I'm going to ask her how she thinks they're going to handle that. But first off, let's look at drudgereport.com. Infowars.com has some of this reporting, but really the up-to-the-minute, minute-by-minute updating is at drudgereport.com on Obama in Israel. Obama faces battle to woo Israeli public, global cooling. Bethlehem rioters set fire to picture of Obama. White House map erases Jerusalem. Obama Netanyahu trade banter as they tread a new red line, saying, you know, they've got to attack Syria that they've set up. I mean, it's an act that they're fighting with each other, ladies and gentlemen. That's all for public consumption. Shadow war rages. His limo breaks down. What is this, North Korea? And it just goes on and on. And then I was looking at the other headlines where the head of the IMF, who said that, you know, Europeans should work 6-7 days a week, but she's exempt from the taxes. How do you pronounce her name? I always say Legrand, but it's Lagarde. The point is that the police have raided her. They raided Sarkozy. They raid everybody. I mean, it's just all a bunch of crooks. And you know, the last guy that was the head of the IMF, of course, you know, what he was doing was posing in a hotel room, but that was a setup. And then Sarkozy put out tweets before he'd even been arrested, showing that he was running the whole thing. I mean, it just seems to never end how crazy all of this is. And Feinstein on Reid dropping gun ban. Major betrayal of trust. I mean, this is all a scam, acting like they've been beaten. They have the bill now out of the Senate committees to register all your guns and ban gun shows and not let you give a gun to your dad or your son or your brother so they can then confiscate them all. By the way, I've never asked you your opinion, your view on the Second Amendment, because even if people can see there's problems with guns sometimes, once a lot of liberals, and I know you've been a Democrat, Democrats against 1021, once they see the real tyranny, they go, oh, now I know why there's the Second Amendment. I'm not condescending because I don't really know your view on it, but I mean, so many Democrats I know just think of it as a prerequisite to be a liberal that you're anti-gun. I think Thomas Jefferson was pro-gun, and he's pretty, you know, really about as liberal as it gets. What is your view on the Second Amendment, Rosa Corey?
Well, I had my own guns from the time I was 9 years old. My dad took me to the range, And I support the Second Amendment. I think it's important that we do have an opportunity to defend ourselves. That government that we have is there to defend our individual rights. That's the only reason to have a government. When your government becomes a communitarian government, such as the one that we have that we're morphing into, we need to rethink what our relationship to our government is. And I think the Second Amendment is very important, and I support it.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's really the litmus test for people out there. Even if you don't like guns, you need to understand the power structure wants to disarm you. The UN has its treaty right now to disarm the general population. That is their admitted goal. Rosa, a plug for the book. You know, I sell it at Infowars.com and Infowarsstore.com. Of course, you wrote it. You sell it at your site. However people get it, whether it's on Amazon, you name it, they need to get it. And who do they give it to? Because my listeners know all this stuff. They've checked it out, most of them. They can always learn something from the book. But this is a tool. Who do you recommend we give this to?
You know, it's a cool thing that you just asked me that, because I just got an order from a woman who's a representative, a state legislator in Washington State. She just arranged to have 147 books, which is the number of legislators they have, sent to all the legislators in Washington State. And the book's gone out to every sheriff in California. Someone did a sheriff's project, and they're working in other states. It's very important that people understand what this is. This is a big picture book because, you know, Agenda 21, yes, it is an old document. It is being implemented all across the United States and the world. So people need to see what it looks like, because it's not called Agenda 21. You know, right here in Texas, I mean, you've got many different names for it. You're going to see it as smart growth. New Hampshire, they call it Granite State Future. It's sustainable communities, partnerships. I mean, very many names for it. You'll never see it as Agenda 21. You need to be able to recognize it. And that's one reason why when legislators, start to make bans against Agenda 21, it's very important that people understand what they're looking at, because you can have a state law in place, but if you don't know that that state law applies to your general plan that you've just passed there in your small town in Bastrop, Texas, or whatever, you know, if you don't understand that, then you're not going to know that there's actually a state legislation against what's happening in your town.
Well, I mean, to explain what it is, for people that don't know, the very banks bankrupting and imploding Europe by design, at the end of World War II, England and the United States had won, but the robber barons had won. Not really America. They'd beaten one tyranny, replaced it with another. They created the UN as a global government model on record to take over the world and create collectivism to secure the elite's control. So a fake kind of leftism, and also take over the right. And that's what it is, and that's what they're doing. Now, you got interrupted by the break a while back. Describe how they're going to force people out of the rural areas, because when they say sustainable, they mean the opposite of sustainability, because there's a lot of stuff that's good that's called sustainable, but that's not their sustainable. So explain what their master plan is, how they're counter-striking, what the world will look like if they succeed.
Yeah, what's unsustainable? You know, according to the UN, it's private vehicles, private single-family homes, meat eating, and here we are in Texas. Hope you like your barbecue, right? And air conditioning. These are things that are considered to be unsustainable in the world. And so when you're out there, now think about this. You say, nobody's coming to get me in my rural, you know, I've got my spread out there. Nobody's coming out there to get me. But the way that it happens is that you get charged vehicle miles travel taxes for your car. So if you're traveling a long distance.
Property taxes.
Your tax.
They tear up your road.
No water.
They shut off the local power plant.
You're going to have metering on your private wells. You're going to have restrictions. Your roads in my county, in Sonoma County, California, they're destroying county roads because they say there's not enough money, because federal money goes to pave roads that are in urbanized areas.
Yeah, they actually destroy the roads.
They're destroying.
Oh, no, we're not going to leave it for you. We're going to destroy it.
They're turning them to gravel because they say they're not going to be able to maintain them. And this is like over 1,000 miles of roads that they're planning to do this to. So this is how it happens. You see, it's not, they close your rural roads and your suburban schools. They close you out of the areas that you've been living in, and then they don't maintain the infrastructure. So when people move out of there, there's not enough property.
And Australia is about 5 years ahead of us. They're doing that there in earnest.
Oh, Australia is terrible. I mean, obviously, people are really dealing with it all across the world. This is not just a United States thing. I was interviewed on Red Ice Radio, which is based in Northern Europe, and they were under the impression that this is some kind of a United States program. No, it is not. ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, is everywhere. They say they...
Germany, by 2020, it's now law, has banned single home dwellings and has put taxes on it to penalize you. Mm-hmm. They're now talking about a one-child policy in Europe when Europe's already dying.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at towns like Freiburg, Germany, which is considered to be the sort of poster child for new urbanism, high-density development, where they've removed the roads, and literally, there are no roads there. You've got little bicycle paths, and if I don't know where they go when it snows, but people are being restricted in how they live. This is social engineering. It's behavioral modification. And this is very important to know, because you are being indoctrinated all the time through the press, through your schools, through your place of business, through your entire system.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Let me punch this up. It was covered by CBS News last week. The man for releasing a couple of heart-shaped balloons is facing 5 years in jail for each crime of damaging the environment. And they have arrested him, the state police did, because they saw the balloons being released. The third-degree felony, at least 5 years in jail per balloon, 40-year-old man, no criminal record. Again, in Australia, battery on the ground, your kid drops, 5 years in jail. Mm-hmm. The Green Police, the Audi commercial where they're arresting everybody, they later admitted, no, that's what we're going to do. Uh-huh. The San Francisco mayor bragged, oh, that was produced here. That's part of behavior modification. They admit it's brainwashing.
Yeah, more things are going to be crime. And this is, you know, you want to see what it's looking like, what it's going to look like. This is artificial scarcity. It's restriction on your use, on your ability to live free. It's making more things crime so that, you know, pretty soon, like I was afraid to go to Singapore. I thought, geez, I know I'm going to do something that's against the law. This is the city state, the rise of the city state, the mega region, where literally you are being restricted in how you live. And this is what Agenda 21 is about.
They admit, and this is in the Austin American Statesman, that they've doubled the power prices the last 5 years. They're going to double again. But the government district and what is seen as the managing district, the downtown and Tarrytown, is exempt from power outages. And the power increases. And they said, but all of you outside the city that live wrong, mm-hmm. you're penalized. There it is.
Yeah, the grid is really all about
Austin
this.
Is a model UN city.
Yeah. Yes, this is, you know, this is really what it's about. This, the entire system is set up like this, where the grid is part of it. Smart growth, smart meters, all these smart things. Don't trust this smart stuff, because what this is a restriction, artificial scarcity, a movement away from the way that you've been living, and monitoring on every aspect of your life. This is domestic surveillance. When we're looking at National Defense Authorization Act, we're looking at drones, we're looking at the way that you are literally being surveilled. How about 23andMe, where you're going to spit into a cup and give them your DNA? And this is Google, owned by Google. You literally won't own your own genes. The human genome has been mapped, and you don't own your own
genes. They've been taking blood for 41 years in all industrialized nations for a UN database that they just now admitted they have, and Google is all part of it. Look at this from the Sun Sentinel. After watching the romantic gesture, the Florida Highway Patrol trooper, who instead noted probable cause for an environmental crime, Bransfield was charged with polluting to harm humans, animals, plants, etc., under the Florida Air and Water Pollution Control Act. And he, again, is facing 5 years per count per balloon, and they're going to probably end up putting him in jail.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, this was to propose to his girlfriend, right? So are they going to let him have conjugal visits in prison?
Unbelievable.
You know, I mean, this
but,
is...
I mean, they're hiring cops now that literally... I mean, they get off on hurting innocent people.
You know, if you look at the way police officers, first of all, are terrified, you know, they're out there suited up like that because they are afraid of us. And why are they afraid? Because they are creating, you know, when you've got police officers in public meetings, when they come in and they ring the walls of a public meeting because you might say something because you're being Delphi'd and you don't like it. You know, this is...
Yeah, describe, we've had our guys thrown out of meetings being polite where they say they're public, but as soon as we ask questions, they walk over and follow a playbook and then go, you're causing a problem. Get out of here. Officers, I want them out.
Yeah, you know, I've been chased down an aisle while I was holding a mic. And I said, what are you going to arrest me because I'm saying something? This is the way it's going now. In fact, I've got on my blog right now on Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, I've got a post from New Hampshire where these people went into a New Hampshire meeting and they anti-Delphi'd it. All they did was literally just talk about what was going on.
We've got the side up. Why don't we punch up and we'll go to it.
Go to The Way We See It, our blog.
The Way We See It.
Yeah, click on that. And it's a New Hampshire Listens project from Granite State, New
And that means Delphi. We're going to do what we want. Explain Delphi.
Well, Delphi is a Rand Corporation mind control technique being used by the American Planet.
And they admit that. Oh, yeah. You're not just saying mind control.
Oh, no.
This is mind control. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's the purpose of it. This was what it's about, is to bring groups of people to a predetermined outcome while giving them the idea that it was, you know, giving them the impression.
So false synthesis.
It's all your idea. You know, oh, yeah, we love your thoughts. We want to hear what you think. But meanwhile, if you don't agree, don't show up. These people were accused of crashing a public meeting. Can you believe that? You don't crash a public meeting when you're the public. But because they were New Hampshire Tea Party people, they're considered to be a special interest. And they're not, and they're crashing.
Oh, yeah, they're the terrorists.
They're
not a stakeholder.
No.
Only stakeholder groups are allowed.
That's right. And none of us are stakeholders. And that's what's really a mind blower, is that they go in way years in advance. 2002, you know, for a 2012 program, they go in 10 years early and they identify.
Oh, listen, we've run into it in East Texas with our property.
Oh, sure.
They have local operatives who move in, mm-hmm. have a grant, act yes. like a local.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're a retired colonel, you name it.
Yeah.
And they run psyops and go, I won't report you for that barn if you work with me to shut down the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like mafia.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. You know, Alex, I do travel all over the United States, and I have been told in many, many states, you know, people come up to me, you know, people have organized meetings, and they say, listen, you know, we had people move into our town. They only came in, they rented an apartment, they only came in for a meeting, and they flew out of town.
No. We've got them over here where the mayors get the money in these towns and then bring in actual UN people.
Yes, I have that in my own town, you know, people who came in to PSYOP against me. And, you know, you sound crazy when you talk about
it. And what's incredible, I wanted to talk about that, because now that it's coming out, it's real. And people go, wait, there's actual, you know, these are mercenary soldiers posing as liberals. Yes. That's their camo.
Yeah.
And once you corner them, I've even had them threaten me and stuff. They know their officers.
Yeah.
They know their commandos. I mean, these are actual, like, CIA agents, basically, infiltrating America.
Yeah, you know, in my book, I talk about this guy who was in our town, who was a United Nations diplomat, who moved into our town into a dinky little house in our town. He'd been living in an estate in Greece, right? Moves into a little town, into our little town, onto a little street. And then what did he do? He set up a neighborhood association and a neighborhood alliance. This is what they do. They enter in so they can create public consent.
Schwarzenegger admitted when we destroyed their Copenhagen takeover 4 years ago, he said, we will move into the towns and cities. He said, I will coordinate the operation. That's quotes. Yeah. I mean, the forces will move in. They'll not stop us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so obvious. Arrest them all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's treason, man. And the thing is, you know what? Don't let this paralyze you. There are way more of us than there are of
you. Oh, no. It should energize you.
Let me show you something. Check this out. This is on our website. Take a look at this, okay? These are flyers. You can go to our website, go to the flyer page, print these out, $6. You can print a two-sided flyer, 100 of them, print them out, and put them on people's doorsteps. You want to spread the information.
Hey, go to church. That's what we do with the bumper stickers, all of it. Get aggressive, get motivated, stomp Goebbels' butt.
Yes, that's it. And when you do this, you know, people, first of all, people can't argue with you because you put it on their porch in the morning. They pick it up. Each individual reads it separately. And this is what we need to do, is spread awareness and get the information.
And people are more hungry than ever.
People know there's something wrong. Everyone knows there's something wrong.
There's an enemy, literal takeover, and they've got collaborators working with them. And let me tell the criminals something. We take this country back. They all need to go to, there used to be a Nuremberg trial, doesn't there?
Yeah, there is. Nuremberg principles, because you know what? Just following orders ain't gonna fly. There is no excuse.
We just had the police in Austin on video last week say we couldn't hand out magazines or have our bumper stickers on our cars. On video, we have this.
Whoa.
I mean, this is getting freaky, folks. Yeah. We'll be right back with Rosa Corey. Incredible.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
And Rosa Corey is in studio with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones in the next segment through the end of this hour with your Agenda 21 and other questions on tyranny. But I want viewers watching us on InfoWarsNews.com and radio listeners out there to listen to me very, very carefully. Okay, if you don't get out of your coma and get upset and get aggressive, we're going to be usurped. We're designed to face an enemy coming over the hill to enslave our village. That's what we're genetically, every race, color, creed, know instinctively. And under the globalist, they want a system that goes backwards to a post-industrial world where we're dumbed down, we're kept at starvation level, we're socially engineered to take the vaccines, the forced sterilization, the forced abortions, to, quote, reduce population. Europe will not even be European within another generation, okay? Same thing here in the U.S. So don't worry, you've committed suicide. And I know you want to make sure you can kill the third world, where you want to cut their energy supplies as well. So I know it gives you a power trip to think about cutting off power and being poor, and there are problems with a decadent consumerist society. I get all that. I get why you think it's sexy. But the issue is, this isn't even what you're being told this is for, isn't even it. This is a total post-industrial world, in Maurice Strong's own words, and in all their books. I got a whole bookshelf of them. We source them in my film Endgame, to shut everything down and create a monopoly of power and have high-tech government and corporate reservations that are light years ahead with life extension, robotics, androids. This is what they're saying. A life extension. Go read what Ray Kurzweil and all of them say. Well, we live in the city ghettos around that, if we're even allowed to live. So this is the shutdown of society so we can be exterminated. And it sounds like a science fiction movie, because they were telling you what they were going to do in the science fiction movies that are really in Bertrand Russell's and others' writings. So this is the plan. It's hyper-authoritarianism. It's a creeping death, but it's here, where China has, you know, dead pigs in the river and fires in the river and suicide nets at the Apple factories because they're so liberal. Al Gore, I mean, it must be okay. Peace bombs, I mean, Obama. And the Republicans are all on board with it, of course, because they're all bought and paid for in the same group, at the highest echelons. And they get three new coal power plants, totally dirty. We get three or four shut down a week or more, 200 plus a year. Power prices going up. We're having the lights turned off. They're tearing it all up. Only the megacities, and that's not just a dredge-dred term. That's their term. That all the maps are public. Look up megacity regions, super regions. They're shutting us down. So it's important to go to Rosa Corey's website and see the city council meetings she's been at, what she does, the planning commission meetings. Get her book, read it, mimic that, because her playbook is dead on truth, Veritas, you know, pure crystalline. Get the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it out and go be the leader. And now we go to these meetings outside Austin. They're in every town. We outnumber them now. They're panicking. Other areas, though, people aren't waking up, so it's a mix. Go to the meeting she's got tomorrow in Bastrop, the original capital of Texas. They were going to make it. Talk like Yoda now. Bastrop, the original capital of Texas, they would make it. You need to go there and fight the empire. I mean, the fight is now, folks. This is real James Bond stuff, okay? I mean, you want to fight, you want adventure, you want to fight criminals, this is it. I mean, they know. They're technicians. You will face UN operatives. You will face globalist operatives. Okay, 8-9 minutes left in this segment. I'm going to try to give you the floor. It's just I start hyperventilating. This is so important. Talk about what we're facing, the meeting, and other points you haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, you know, hey, if you're here in Texas, the Sustainable Places Program, who knows? They all have the same kind of names. But these names are, you know, interchangeable everywhere across the country. These are all regional programs that are designed to destroy jurisdictional boundaries, erase jurisdictional boundaries, and create these mega regions, which, you know, America2050.org, this is a program and a project of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, B of A, the huge corporations.
The folks that made the UN.
This is it. This is what they want to do. And this is a battle for the hearts and minds of the people of the world. Don't think it isn't. And it's almost like we've been, you know, I like to say this, it's almost as if there's been a football game going on for the last 20 years, and we were out in the parking lot having a kegger. And now we're suited up. We've got our, you know, our pads on, our helmets are on. We've got the ball. We have the ball now. And this is the thing, is that when you've got the ball, you need to know where the goal is. And we need to fight to move forward, to block all of this and re-erect our freedom.
How do we rout the enemy? Tell us.
Okay, this is it. You know what? Let me just say this. Remember this, private property rights include your person. You know, this is it. Hey, when my mother was dying in the hospital, they told me I had to go get a flu shot in order to spend time with her. I went down to the basement, picked up a receipt out of the trash and went back up and gave it to them. I didn't get a flu shot. These things are designed to restrict you, to make you fall into line, to be obedient. You know, hey, when you're in the airport, don't go through that thing. Go early and make them do the pat down on you.
Yeah, start saying no.
Resist. Do not go along. Expose collaborators and refuse to collaborate yourself. If you're getting money from this plan, if you're, you know, examine what you're doing. Examine your life. Hey, if you're smoking weed out there on the couch, you know what? Put it down. Make those flyers and get out there and get this information.
Take it personal.
This is your life. There's no joking around here. This is the time to do it. If we don't do it now, we are not going to be doing it. We have a window now. Let's move through it. We are actually raising awareness all over the world, and things are happening all over the world. This is a change. You've got to know your enemy, identify nonprofits, the collaborators, the consultants that are putting these plans together. You want to call them out. You want to identify how much money is being paid to them.
Yeah, that's how they pay the mercenaries. Describe your speech tomorrow. I mean, how you identify these people?
Oh, well, it's all over. Of course, there are, you know, here's how it is done. Basically, the federal government gives money to the local agent, to the local governments and the metropolitan planning organizations and the councils of government. And here in Texas, you've got like 27 of them. Across the United States, there are 500. This is where the money comes down. All the federal agencies have actually changed their policies to bring them into alignment with Agenda 21. And the local agencies are doing the same thing. So you want to expose this, you want to identify it, and then you want to block it. You want to speak out, show up and speak out. Do not be afraid. Because if you don't do this, you know, they're going to, this is the way it works with collaborative government. This is what you're getting, consensus government. If you don't speak out, they assume that you agree. Can you believe that? They assume that you agree. And because you don't have representative government anymore, then it's all by consensus and collaboration. So if you're not there, they assume it's an implicit agreement.
And it's all under Admiralty Administrative. They're transferring the state constitutions and having the counties and cities criminally sign over authority to regional boards run by their unelected criminals.
That's it. These are appointed boards. You cannot get them out. You can't influence them. They're made up of elected officials, but there's like, there may be 80 or 100 people on that board. So if you've got an elected official from your town who you've, you know, convinced that this is a bad idea, that guy has got, or woman is not going to have much of a voice. This is what happens with consensus government. This is a nightmare. We need to block it, to call it out, and to refuse to collaborate. And we need numbers. We need to, you do it in your small town. You know what? There's no Switzerland in this fight. Don't think you're going to go hide in your bunker. You're not. Okay, you may stay there for a while, but what's going to happen when you come out? The thing is, you need to be there in your small town right now. You go down and you speak out. You call this out. Name it. It is Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Name it. Refuse to allow yourself to be sidelined or shamed or embarrassed.
And I explain it just like this. Look at how the banks brag they've conquered Europe. Here's the Financial Times of London. Print out that headline. Mm-hmm. Here they are, folks. This is it.
Yeah.
By making your land worthless, they double the value of their land.
Right. Draw the links. You know, that's one thing in my book, you know, and that's why I wrote that book. I can't go all over the, you know, I mean, I am all over the U.S., but I can't be everywhere. So I wrote the book so people could have that info. And it's on the website, too. And, you know, it's all over. People are getting this information now. Now, the direct line is from the United Nations plan into the federal government through the President's Council on Sustainable Development and then right down into your state and local government. It is not some plan that's not out there. That doesn't have any impact on you. It is a real plan happening now. It has been happening for 20 years. It has changed your school system. It's changed your government. And you are, you know, don't allow yourself to be victimized by it.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And they're moving on every front with forced inoculations, retina scanning to get in the gym, And you're like, well, so what? It's high tech. Bad people run it, folks. They're going to use it to take everything out of your bank account. They're going to use it. They now admit, which we reported 12 years ago, but they now admit that all the customer loyalty cards are uploaded to the government and the insurance companies.
Right.
I mean, that's why. I mean, it's so cold-blooded.
You know, Rand Paul just put out, I think it just came up today or the other day, about the America Community Survey, you know, that is actually mandatory.
And they lie and say it's the law when it's not. Well, they put a code on there and say it's the law, but it's fraud.
Well, now he's launched legislation saying, hey, you know, you don't have to fill that thing out. But guess what? You know, you don't have to fill these things out. If it's not required, you know, if don't give them your.
Well, it also says under penalty of perjury.
Oh, it does.
So if you make a mistake, it's a felony.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see, they show the code. It says, say how many people live here. So it's a trick. The code on it is the questions you've got to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then another 50 to 100 to 200. What's your toilet? What's your stock and bonds?
Yeah.
Do you have guns? When do you go to work?
Right.
How much money do you make?
Yeah, what are you growing on your land? I mean, I've had farmers come up to me from, you know, all over the nation and saying, geez, Rosa, what do I do? Do I have to fill this thing out? They want to know everything.
Hey, when you fill out the animal premises ID, that again is not law but color of law, it waives all your rights. It's fraud. Criminals.
You know, this is what the new world order is, government by decree, government by regulation, restriction. This is about you losing your representative rights. Your representative government is disappearing.
In America, I can't hand out magazines in Austin until I went down there. And they said, we're going to arrest you next.
Yeah.
And I said, go ahead. We're going to sue all of you. And they had to back off. But my God. And the police were even later going, we're sorry. We were ordered to do it. It's like, you're sorry. You better be sorry that you ever followed the order. I mean, do you really want to have look, they'll take the money out of your bank account, dummy. If there's no due process, we're all screwed. Don't you get it, people? You're not part of the establishment. It hates you. Did you get a memo about hydrofluorosilicic acid? Did you get a memo about GMO or aspartame? Did you get a memo about it killing you and your family? No, you didn't. You're not part of the power structure. You're either going to just lay down and love evil and think you're part of it and crawl along for a while, or you're going to come in and jump on the team for the big win.
And you know what, Alex? Your listeners are on board, but now they need to do something, okay? Whatever you're doing, do more. You can do more. Put out these flyers. Get the information out. Talk about it. Show up at meetings. Anti-Delphi.
Briefly, and I promise we're going to calls, but briefly, how do you anti-Delphi?
Okay. Briefly, basically, I give the whole layout in the back of my book, okay? And it's exact. You know, you really.
And there's a video of people doing it on your site.
Yes, and we have, you know, near riot at Delphi meeting where we literally took down a government meeting because they were Delphi-ing us and we refused to cooperate. Basically, you want to refuse to go along to get along, but you have to do it carefully or they will actually make it seem as if you are, you know, somebody who's disrupting the meeting and they'll bring the cops in. If you bring the cops in, it obviously shows that this is not just some sort of hunky-dory, groovy little...
No, it's done as intimidation. Meeting. These are would-be authoritarians. If they could, they would put your whole family in a gulag.
Right.
But a guy just won $15 million for borrowing his buddy's car and was locked up for years. No one knew where he was in a New Mexico jail. They're now putting people in jail for 5 years over balloons. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically what you're going to do is ask the hard questions and then you want to back each other up. You do this with a team. So you refuse to allow yourselves to be sidelined. You refuse to allow yourselves to be shamed because that's what communitarianism is all about. It's about shaming you for actually speaking out. So you want to speak out. You want to support each other in these meetings.
That's right. Exactly, because they'll have their operatives planted to try to turn the cattle. So you have your people spread out who just start popping up and it totally freaks them out.
Right. It totally freaks them out. And then you basically want to let them know that you know what's up. And eventually, when you do this and you do this well, you have not worn your name tag. You're not identified. Yourself. You are going in as a freedom force. You do it with other people. You don't identify yourselves to each other. You do it as a sort of a stealth force because this is a stealth.
And I'm telling you, folks, if you get happy when your team wins the Super Bowl,
when you destroy
their operations, it is champagne time.
It is a
big hit.
Oh, you feel right. It's a big hit. And then you take it on the road and you do it in the towns near you and you start supporting other groups. And pretty soon you guys are outnumbering the people who are running these meetings. The consultants and the planners and the people who've been paid.
And look how they sit there real smug.
Oh, yeah.
They always try to act like that they're invincible, but it's all Wizard of Oz crap. I'm sorry.
It really is. They are snowing you. This whole thing is designed to give you the impression that this is your idea. They are literally snowing you in every one of these meetings, that it is not your plan, that you do not agree, that you don't want to go along to get along with Sustainable Places Project here in Texas, or Granite State Future, or One Bay Area. And by the way, we are suing to stop the plan in our area, in the 9-county San Francisco Bay Area, One Bay Area. This is putting you guys on notice, Metropolitan Planning Organization and California and all across the world. We are suing.
And your weapon is due process, civil rights, constitution.
That's right. And whatever, it's a constitutional violation, and we are not going to stand for it. We will block this. We will not.
Look at this lady's got a fighting spirit, and it's infectious. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because let me tell you, there's nothing more disgusting than these smug pus buckets that go around trying to rob and take over our towns and suck people dry, and then have code enforcers in police uniforms arresting old ladies who haven't mowed their yard and $3,000 a day fines. Mm-hmm. I mean, folks, it is blood boiling.
Yeah.
Okay. They need to be in prison.
It's what it looks like. You know, what does it look like? Traffic calming, code enforcement. It looks like form-based codes. It looks like scenic byways, Vision 2025, your general plan, your master plan, your comprehensive plan, public-private partnerships, transit-oriented development. It's, you can't smoke in your apartment.
It's a giant cult.
Obesity is a crime. Heels, you know, healthy eating, active living. This is all about rezoning.
Well, no. You go to Whole Foods now, and it's all about, we're going to tell you how to behave. You're doing good. And people walk over and go, you're making good choices.
Right.
And I go, I'm not coming back here. That happened three times last time I was there. Hello, you're making good choices, I see.
Really?
And it's like, oh, you're bringing GMO in here now, aren't you? It's all literal cult. Because once they get you, it's a giant cult.
Yeah.
It's a giant UN eugenics death cult. Okay, let's go to some calls. This is unbelievable.
Right.
Let's talk to George in Connecticut on Agenda 21, then Matt, then Casey, then Jeff, then Connor, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead, George in Connecticut.
I found out after your last talk on Alex that my town is not only in Agenda 21, practically two-thirds of the town is sewed up to this. I tried to stop them on a project that was a $1 billion project, and they used the police to strong-arm me and almost kill me. I mean, these people are willing to do anything to get these projects together.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to find a way to get some of my money back from the court and go after these bastards. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I would start, just call yourself a citizen journalist, start a website, and start following the planners and people, and you'll find them in other criminal activities. I mean, they're always like kleptomaniac nuts. And then just burn them down on YouTube. There's more than one way to skin a cat. I have top lawyers on that beat the Food and Drug Administration on stuff. And they'll always just point out that the judge is getting money for Monsanto. I mean, they're mafia. And so it's not fighting dirty. Just go dig the dirt up on them. Start hammering their heads in with the dirt. Hurt them bad. Send them to prison. I've sent plenty of people to prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've taken people out. Crooked politicians. What you want to do, you know, I'm glad you said that, because listen, always bring your video camera with you whenever you go to any of these meetings.
Folks, this is an enemy army. Any means necessary. Hit them hard.
The more of us that are on board, the less.
Hey, used to, they did stuff to you. Now they're on the run.
That's right. This is it. You know what? Don't buckle under. Stand up. You can do it. You know, if you need to work for them, you know, quit that job. If you see people that are doing these jobs and you have some money, you say to them, listen, I'm going to make it possible for you to quit that job so that you can. I was in Memphis and I was speaking there, and they had the Office of Sustainability director there. And I said, I said, after you hear my speech, I want you to go in and resign. And I looked at the people in the audience and I said, you know what? If this man goes in and resigns today, you, the community, have to make sure that he is financially okay. This is what we need to do. We need to rebuild real community, because this plan destroys community.
And by the way, whenever you do the right thing and sacrifice something, doors just fly open. I mean, that's what frustrates me, is moving against evil is effective. People just don't even think they're in the game. I mean, they literally aren't even on the field. They just think evil has free reign.
Yeah, right. And you know what? We're so isolated from one another, and we think that, you know, what we do as an individual has no power. Believe me, what you do as an individual has tremendous power. We are tremendously powerful as individuals.
Why do you think they said we couldn't hand our magazines out anywhere downtown?
They don't want you spreading the information, and they want to intimidate you. Refuse to be intimidated?
No, I just redouble my efforts.
That's right. Exactly. This is the answer, is when they push you down, come up twice as strong, twice as hard. This is the thing to do.
Congratulations on all you're doing, Roseanne. You're going to come back after you speak in Bastrop tomorrow. I'm going to tape some for a film that's coming up. So I just want to thank you for coming out. Rosa Corey, I get a lot of energy being around you. I think vice versa. Behind the Green Mask, available right now at InfoWarsShop.com. Get it. It's a weapon. Use it.
Thanks.